the role of investors remains important in these discussions across the board on business and human rights issues, including those related to the just transition. And in many ways, the investor responsibility is clear as a business enterprise under the UNGPs. The investor responsibility to use leverage to start having companies think concretely, constructively, and in a way that engages workers about just transition issues is ever present. These, in many ways, are not new discussions that we need to be having within the investor community, and we have the tools that we need to continue to press our portfolio companies to engage on just transition issues. In some ways, we're dealing with new supply chains, which means that companies have less oversight over the supply chain, even if they had done proper supply chain mapping. In other ways, it's dealing with new impacts on the old supply chains that they have. I think that governments play a key role both in engaging the private sector in having these types of conversations. And by the private sector, I mean both investors and companies. We have ongoing dialogue with the US government, for example, about how investors can support the work that they are doing. And we in turn ask the government to then take a stronger position on issues around just transition. The coming years, it is uncertain how those conversations will develop in the US context, both in terms of the position of investors and the shareholder resolution processes, which is a key tool in the toolbox of investors like our members at ICCR, as well as what develops in the climate policy space and also the labor rights space in the U.S. So all of those, I think, are uncertain. But generally, the private sector, in terms of companies, have a role to play here, as do investors, but government in terms of creating a baseline and encouraging policy change from the governmental level is a crucial player, and we can't disregard them.